B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
We're going to start with this one, which has a happy ending to it. A 16-year-old toy poodle was scooped up and dropped by a hawk and then found 28 hours later alive.
That's miraculous.
Yeah. Deborah Falchione said that her pup, Portia, was on the back deck of her home in Allegheny County Thursday when the dog was suddenly taken by a hawk and carried off. She thought she'd never see her poodle again.
Yeah.
After hours of searching, she started to lose hope, especially after the temperatures dropped well below freezing overnight. Then, nearly 28 hours later, Banfield Animal Health Hospital had called and told her that Portia was found. She said to them, I said, that's impossible. She could not have survived 28 hours out in the bitter cold weather in 10-degree weather. This is a 6.5-pound dog. She's blind. She's deaf. She's 16 years old. I went down there, and sure enough,
it's miraculous.
This is the dog. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Portia was dropped by the hawk nearly 4 blocks away from her home and found by a neighbor.
Listen, this is too much work. I'm just going to leave you here.
Falchione said that Portia may be a tiny dog, but she's got the strongest will to survive.
You just smell. You're old, and I'm leaving you here. I can't do it.
She said the vet put her in a heating tank, and she was very lethargic, but had no broken bones and is otherwise okay.
I mean, honestly, because if the bird achieved any sort of altitude and dropped it,
yeah,
that would have been it for a 16-year-old dog.
Exactly. So, wow. Sad news, but, I mean, come on, man. A 64-year-old man who was skeptical that the Earth really is round and wanted to fly up to the edge of space to see for himself, died on Saturday in a crash of his homemade steam-powered rocket that launched and then plunged back to Earth seconds later in Barstow, California.
This all seems safe. This guy was known as sort of a daredevil, right?
He was, oh, yeah. Right. The Science Channel tweeted that it had been chronicling Mad Mike Hughes' journey and sent thoughts and prayers to his family and friends, saying it was always his dream to do this launch.
I watched a documentary about this guy.
Yes, yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hughes had launched himself 1,875 feet into the air March 2018, coming back down with parachutes, but still injuring his back in a hard landing. He was also a limo driver who had the Guinness World Record for the longest limousine ramp jump at 103 feet in the Lincoln Town Car Stretch Limousine in 2002.
But you know what he was doing, Preston? He was doing exactly what you say all the time when flat earther thing pops up.
Yeah.
So if you could just see if you could get up into space, you could see the curve of the planet.
Yeah.
Well, he tried.
Yep.
And he got killed.
So he was a flat earther?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I mean, so. I wonder if he did, though, get high enough to say, oh, my God, it's wrapped.
And then, boom. God, he had the moment of revelation.
Son of a bitch.
Moment
of course.
Before his death.
Or maybe it was the moment of, like, self-fulfillment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is flat. I'm going to tell everybody.
Yep.
And also then really hard.
Gone. Yep. All right. Hang on to your crotch on this one, gang.
All right.
A Utah college athlete went viral this week after sharing a cringeworthy video of his pole vaulting jump.
Oh, my God. I saw this picture.
That went horribly wrong.
You guys need to see this.
I do not.
Brigham Young University pole vaulter Zach McHorter was practicing a stunt when his landing did not go as planned, as seen in a TikTok that the 21-year-old shared of the incident. McHorter runs down the track with the pole in his hand, leaps off the ground, and accidentally impales his scrotum with the pole while preparing to dismount.
It looks like he's a giant swizzle stick.
He captioned a video that one time the pole went through my nuts, revealing that he needed to get 18 stitches after the incident.
I'm surprised there are nuts left.
Yeah. As of Friday, his social media clip had been viewed more than 18 million times.
Oh, my ball!
The athlete told BuzzFeed that he could see, quote, right into his scrotum after suffering the injury.
You never want to see right into your scrotum.
McHorter also released a photo of his shorts following the incident, which show a large hole where the pole punctured his body. He added that his father and coach happens to be a urologist and was able to assist him following the accident. He said immediately after the incident, we got in his car, drove to the hospital, and he sewed me up.
Wow. He says his dad keeps a spare set of testicles in the glove compartment.
McHorter then shared that as far as he knows, he only suffered minor damage to the area. He said, there's nothing wrong with my testicles. It's just a scar now.
How do your balls survive?
I don't know.
Again, check out the picture and ask yourself, should your balls walk away from that?
Yeah.
Something similar happened to my dad with a surfboard. They had to airlift him off of the beach when he was young before
with
he had
balls?
Any of us. Yes, with his balls.
Wow.
Your dad is like Forrest Gump,
seriously?
Man. I mean, like, you know, every now and then we hear a story of something that, you know. Oh, and by that time I slept with Janis Joplin.
My dad went into space, too.
Oh, my God.
Built his own rocket.
Hey, and listen, speaking of my dad, NBC 10 is doing a whole feature on the story that we talked about where we found out that my grandfather had another child that nobody knew about. My dad has this brother. So Tuesday night at 11 o'clock.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jim Rosenfield actually came off of the anchor desk to do the story with my dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Please remind us because we want to watch it.
Yeah. Jim's going to stop by on Tuesday.
And then we got to have your dad on to talk about some of this stuff or something. So,
okay.
All right. Anyway, a man who tried to steal, listen to follow this story. A man who tried to steal goats from a farmer in Stafford County, Virginia, pretended to be intoxicated and gave deputies a false name. Uh-huh. The farmer told deputies his wife had gone to check on their goats Friday night and saw that they were let out of their pen. She suspected there was someone hiding in their field. Her husband then found the suspect, 19-year-old Cole Schrock, and held him at gunpoint until deputies arrived. Now, when deputies got there, the farmer told them that he thought the suspect was intoxicated and trying to steal his goats. Deputies said Schrock was slurring his words and initially gave them a false name.
My name is Barack Obama.
The suspect later admitted to pretending to be intoxicated, which deputies confirmed with a breath test.
Wow, he actually passed.
Deputies found three goats tied up next to the suspect's nearby pickup truck. At one point, the farmer realized the suspect had recently bought a few goats from him. He said he hadn't recognized Schrock at first because of the hood covering his face. Schrock has been arrested and charged with larceny of animals. So he felt the right thing to do at the time is to pretend to be wasted.
Goat thief.
And be someone else. And he's actually a goat thief. All right, one last thing. I got this from a police blotter. So they list the, you know, small towns will list the various infractions.
Right.
Encounters that police have over the course of a week. So here's two stories from whatever town this is. Two separate reports of shots fired were determined to be false. The first incident occurred at Skyline Chili. A man called police at approximately 4:30 p.m. stating four people in a white sedan in the parking lot had rolled down a window and shot at him. An investigation ensued, and police later determined the man was suffering from some type of psychotic episode.
At Skyline Chili.
So that was episode one. Another shots fired called in approximately 10:30 p.m., this time from a woman. She told dispatchers she had been shot in the shoulder. When police arrived, they determined the woman had not been shot, but stung or bitten by some type of insect.
Shot, stung. Very similar.
She was treated by EMS, and no charges were filed in either case.
I feel so silly.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A FedEx driver stopped to help a stranded driver in North Carolina only to suffer a 75-foot fall off the side of a bridge.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was around 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Driver Jeremiah Cribb pulled over on the Salisbury Bridge to help a motorist who crashed into the structure. While helping the stranded driver, Cribb spotted a tractor trailer approaching them. So out of instinct, the Good Samaritan went to jump out of the way. He said, when I realized he was going to hit the car, I just reacted on instinct. It's pitch black dark. I thought I was hopping over a median, and I started free falling.
Oh, my God.
What he thought was a median with the road on the other side was actually the edge of the bridge. He jumped off accidentally, falling onto rocky terrain below.
Yeah, how are you?
The fire department... 75 feet below, by the way.
Jeez.
So the fire department tweet. We're getting like a half second of each of these sound effects.
Sorry you fell. A lot of people think that's a median, but it's actually the edge of the bridge. Thankfully, you fell onto rocky terrain.
Yes.
And we're going to look out for you.
Stay there.
I'm going to call 911.
The fire department tweeted about the incident. Sharing photos of the 45-minute rescue, Cribb was lifted out of the sand bed by a crane and transferred to a local hospital after sustaining serious injuries from the fall.
Hey, what?
Firefighter Jacob Vodajansky had rappelled down the bridge to save Cribb fearing the worst, that he was paralyzed, but he said with a quick pinch of crib, he determined that he wasn't. He said he didn't know what happened. He had no clue where he was at. We shared a couple of personal moments. I let him know he was going to be all right, and we kept telling him that he was doing great and we'd get him out of there. He suffered 3 fractured ribs and a collapsed lung.
Jeez.
And he said, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, but he's going to make it. That's amazing.
Imagine you jump over the side, and for in that first nanosecond, you don't feel the ground you thought you were going to land on.
It's got to be so disorienting. Oh. Yeah. Chrislyn T. Talbot was supposed to be babysitting 6 children, but when troopers pulled her over on the interstate, she was intoxicated. Her SUV smelled like weed, and 3 of the kids were asleep in the trunk.
Oh, my God.
Talbot, who is
who
was 18 years old, was going 97 miles an hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone when she was pulled over. Troopers smelled the strong odor of marijuana coming from the SUV in which 3 kids were not wearing seatbelts. They found the other 3 kids asleep in the trunk while they were giving Talbot field sobriety tests.
Who hired her as a babysitter?
I don't know. Police said Talbot and 2 other adults who were 19 and 20 in the car were jointly babysitting the kids. All 3 sitters were arrested. Social services took the children, who were all younger than 5, by the way.
I gave you a discount.
Talbot was charged with 8 counts, first-degree wanton endangerment, speeding, reckless driving, DUI, and several drug and seatbelt safety charges.
Wow. In the trunk.
Yeah. 3 Good Samaritans came to the rescue of a truck driver after a massive explosion on the far east side of Indianapolis. For one of those Good Samaritans, it was quite a week. Wait till you hear this story.
All right.
Okay. She said, this is Holly McNally. She said, we see a plume of smoke, huge smoke. It looked like a warehouse was on fire. She had just driven up to the scene with her mom when they came across a turned over semi truck. McNally couldn't believe what they saw. She said, I slowed down. I saw the actual semi on fire. And I look to the front of the semi, and I see a man on fire.
Jeez.
And so I'm scanning, and people are videoing and watching, but no one's going over there. So I told Mom, I'm stopping. I'm going over there. McNally got out of the car. She ran towards a truck where another man put the fire out on the driver. When they finally got the fire out on him, they realized there was another problem as they watched the fire continued spreading on the truck. She goes, we got him out, and we started to walk away, and I see this huge stream of liquid, and I could smell it. And I said, Jeff, who is a truck driver, what are you hauling? And he said, jet fuel.
Oh, my God.
4,000 gallons of jet fuel spilling out of the overturned semi. McNally's shoes were now soaked with it. The fire was getting larger, and the 3 had to move fast. She said, we were trying to carry him down, and it's getting closer and closer, and the second explosion went off. Smoke was hitting us, and I was just praying, like, God, please let us get out of here so that I can see my baby. That baby is her 3-day-old son, Connor. She had just given birth 3 days before, and here she is running into a burning semi-tractor trailer full of jet fuel to save this guy.
Rescue someone. That's amazing.
Had she been there moments before coming across the crash, she said, I thought, what if that's my son? She said, of seeing the driver on fire. What if that's Connor when he's 30? Would you want to be somebody who just left them there?
Yeah.
Luckily, the 3 of them made it away from the fire as first responders began arriving on the scene. McNally hopes that her actions and the actions of the other 2 Good Samaritans will inspire others to act. The 59-year-old truck driver, by the way, was badly burned. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition. But
she needs a night off, and I know a very cheap babysitter.
Nice. All right. In early 2017, Mr. Clifton Collins, an Irish drug dealer, had a dilemma, and that was where to hide the codes of his illicit $60 million Bitcoin fortune.
It's quite a dilemma where to hide the codes.
Well, listen to this. His solution was to print them on a piece of paper and stash it in the aluminum cap of a fishing rod case kept at his rented home. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Then 3 things happened. Police arrested Colin after finding over $4,000 worth of cannabis in his car. He was sentenced to 5 years in jail. The landlord of the house had it cleared out, resulting in Colin's possessions being taken to a dump. Now the codes are missing, meaning the accounts cannot be accessed. $60 million.
Jesus, in Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin. Workers at the dump told the Irish police force, the Gardaí, they remembered seeing discarded fishing gear, and waste from the dump goes to Germany and China to be incinerated. The fishing rod case has never been found. Collins has apparently told the Guardi that he has come to terms with his loss of the fortune and considers it punishment for his own stupidity. The High Court in Dublin ruled this week that Collins had forfeited the accounts because they were processed from crime.
Thankfully, it was just $60 million.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't that wild? Wow, there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.